Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Baith. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Stan Javier. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joaquin Andujar. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi takes first base on ball four. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Andujar. Cangalosi moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andujar spins and fires to second, and Cangalosi is picked off. One out. Rick Langford now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hill reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bonilla moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Bonilla scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Baith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cangalosi for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocht is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Canseco moves to second. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Canseco scores. Kingman moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bach scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Bonilla moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonilla scores. Kittle moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Mooneyam now pitching. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips juggles the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Kittle moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kittle scores. Guillen moves to third. Skinner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Guillen scores. Skinner moves to third. Cruz moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Baith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baith hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-2 in the game. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Griffin. Kittle moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Skinner strikes out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Muniam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kittle scores. Guillen moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. Guillen scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Bill Baith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baith hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bonilla hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson juggles the ball. That's an error on Dotson. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hill for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 3 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kittle strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baker moves to second. Bob James now pitching. Jerry Willard pinch hits for Bill Baith. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Willard reaches second base with a double. Baker scores. Griffin goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, White Sox. Joel McKeon now pitching. Mike Davis pinch hits for Stan Javier. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Willard moves to third. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 4 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.